This is the story of Yankee the Horse. Yankee the Horse was a little horsey who really liked to play around with his friends. And one day he was playing every little horsey's favorite game, badminton. He was playing with Avi the Aardvark and Tommy the Tiger, and they were having a great time. Then Yankee said to his friends, "Guys, I'm thirsty. I think I'm gonna go get a drink from the pond." And they said, "Okay, Yankee, see you later, buddy." And Yankee trotted off toward the pond where he always drank lots and lots of water. Because everybody knows that horsies get really thirsty when they play badminton. On his way to the pond, Yankee suddenly saw a little brown bag on the side of the road. And he said, I wonder what this could be. And he trotted up to it. And as he got close, he said, something smells really good around here. And he looked in the bag, and it was full of gold coins. And Yankee said, "Whoa, these are really shiny." And Yankee thought to himself, "Oh no, someone must have lost all their money. I'm just a little horsey, I don't really use money, but I know that the big people, they use money. And I don't want this person who lost the money to not have their money. What do I do?" Just then, Shalom the Sparrow flew by. And he saw Yankee and the bag full of coins, and he said, "Whoa, those are really shiny. Yankee, where did you get those coins?" And Yankee said, "I just found them, Shalom. I don't know whose they are." And Shalom thought to himself, "Wow, I could use some gold coins. My nest hasn't been renovated in years. I could use a little sparrow bird bath, heated, of course. A little sun deck so I could get a sparrow tan. Maybe a little bowling alley in there." So Shalom the Sparrow said, "Yankee, I lost a bag with gold coins a few days ago. Maybe these are mine." Yankee said, "Oh, well, maybe they are. Why don't you take them back?" And Shalom said, sure, yeah, that sounds like a great idea." But just then, Avi the Aardvark, who was looking for Yankee, walks by. And he said, "Hey, Yankee, hey, Shalom, what are you guys doing?" And Yankee said, "I just found this bag of gold coins, and I think it belongs to Shalom." And Avi said, "That sounds suspicious because you're a sparrow. And to be honest, Shalom, I've never met a sparrow who had more than a few twigs to his name. Now, you've been doing consulting work for some kind of sparrow law firm or something? I mean, how would you, a sparrow, get this whole bag of gold coins? I'm just saying." And Shalom the Sparrow said, that's a good question, but I just happened to inherit it from my uncle. And he was a world famous sparrow singer, and he made lots of money in the sparrow opera. And Avi had just learned the laws about Hashava Saveda, which means returning a lost object, which is a Torah law. And he said, "Wait a minute. Yankee, did you ask Shalom the Sparrow exactly how many coins were in the bag that he lost?" And Yankee said, "Well, no, I thought he was just telling the truth. Why would I ask him that?" And Avi said, "Well, you need to ask him because anybody could say that a bag is theirs, but you need to know if there's an identifying mark or a special simon, a sign that will be able to prove that the bag actually belongs to the person who says that it's theirs." And Yankee said, "Whoa, I didn't think of that, but come to think of it, that makes really good sense, actually, Avi. Shalom, can you tell me how many coins are in this bag?" And Shalom said, 13? And Yankee looked in the bag, and there were a lot more than 13 coins. And Yankee said, "Sorry, Shalom, but I don't think this bag belongs to you." And Shalom said, "Oh, shoot. There goes my renovated bird's nest." And Shalom flew away. And Yankee turned to Avi and he said, "Thanks, Avi. Now, what do I do with this bag?" And Avi said, "Well, you should put up signs and ask in the local community if somebody lost a bag of gold coins. But don't tell them how many coins are in the bag, because if they know, then there's no way to prove that it belongs to them. You have to just tell them that something was lost, and they have to be the ones to provide the information about it, and then you can find the rightful owner. Just then, Yankee said, "Wait a minute, what's going on over here?" And he looked down, and one of the gold coins seemed to have the edge kind of coming up a little bit. And Yankee looked, "Wait a minute, that's not gold." And he opened it up, and it was a chocolate coin. And he said, "Oh, these aren't gold coins, they're chocolate coins. That's probably why these smelled so good." And Abby said, "Well, it's still a bag full of lost chocolate coins, and somebody's got to own it, so you should try to find the rightful owner." And Yankee said, "Okay." And just then, Mordecai the Mallard waddled by, and he looked really stressed out. And they said, "Hey, Mordecai, what are you doing out here, buddy?" And he said, "I just lost a whole Hanukkah's worth of Hanukkah gelt that my Grammy gave me, and I was going to save it and give it out to all my friends at school, but I lost it all, and now I have no more chocolate gelt to give out to my friends, and, well, I'm just really sad, guys." And they said, "Mordecai, do you know how many chocolate coins you lost?" And he said, "I do remember I lost 24 gold coins. They were delicious Hall of Yisrael in a gold wrapper, and they were in a brown paper bag." And Yankee said, "Well, I have news for you, Mordecai." And he took out the bag. And Mordecai said, "My bag! Yankee, you found my gold coins!" And Yankee said, "I did find them. And now by following the Torah law, I gave them back to the rightful owner, and my gosh, it feels really good." And Mordecai said, "Thanks, Yankee. Thanks, Avi." And he said, "Guys, I have something special just for you. I was going to give this to my friends, but you guys are my friends because you helped me out so much today." And he gave them each 2 gold coins to eat all themselves. And Yankee said, "Nyrrr! Yes, gold coins." And they all munched their gold coins and lived happily ever after.